This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Ari Shapiro, filling in for Steve Inskeep. While the death of Muammar Gaddafi gives U.S. officials one less thing to worry about, the overall list of concerns in Africa for counterterrorism experts keeps growing. In the north of the continent, al-Qaeda's arm is kidnapping and killing foreigners. In West Africa, a local Islamist group in Nigeria has started attacking international targets. And in East Africa, foreign terrorists are traveling to Somalia and using it as a training ground. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, U.S. officials see all these problems as an indication that al-Qaeda's influence in Africa is growing.
Officials are wary about al-Qaeda's inroads all across Africa. There's Libya, there's Nigeria, but the place that worries them the most is Somalia.
If you ask me what keeps me awake at night,
that's General Carter Hamm, commander of the U.S. Africa Command.
It is the thought of American passport holding person who transits to a training camp in Somalia and gets some skill and then finds their way back into the United States to attack Americans here at our homeland. That's mission failure for us.
So imagine the reaction when a little over a week ago an unusual video appeared on Islamic websites. It was of a white man standing before bags of grain and piles of clothes in the deserts of Somalia addressing the hungry at a local feeding station. Here's one thing U.S. officials noticed about the man. He was speaking nearly perfect English.
Alhamdulillah, we are honored and blessed to take this opportunity to send our heartfelt greetings to our brothers and sisters in Somalia.
This is audio from that videotape.
And we also take this opportunity to say that we love you all for the sake of Allah, Muhibbukum fillah, and we sincerely relate to your suffering and affliction during these testing times.
It isn't quite unaccented English, but close. The young man told the crowd that al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri had sent him to Somalia to distribute food and clothing.
Al-Qaeda, under the leadership of Sheikh Ayman al-Zawahiri, may Allah protect him, continues to highlight the plight of the Muslim Ummah and continues to support them with every means at their disposal.
Counterterrorism officials say the release of this tape could mean al-Qaeda is forging closer ties with the group that is controlling much of Somalia. The group is an Islamist militia called al-Shabaab, and it has banned most foreign aid organizations from the parts of Somalia where it has control. U.S. counterterrorism officials, like President Obama's counterterrorism chief John Brennan, see al-Qaeda following a familiar pattern.
Al-Qaeda traditionally has taken advantage of areas that are racked by conflict and turmoil and lack of governance. It's one of the safe havens that they see to launch attacks.
He added that Somalia is of particular concern.
Somalia is one of the more challenging areas of the world because it has this internal conflict. It has such a devastating famine, and as well as it is an area that al-Qaeda has tried regularly to exploit.
So the video with this mysterious English speaker speaking on behalf of al-Qaeda got people's attention. Intelligence officials are trying to determine who this young man is, and they've done voice comparisons, taking this video and comparing it to audio tapes they have of foreigners they believe have joined al-Qaeda. So far, there hasn't been a match. Then again, intelligence officials are asking why al-Qaeda would send an English speaker to Somalia in the first place. The people he was addressing at a food station would likely only speak Somali. So maybe, the U.S. officials say, the English language video was aimed at us. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.